Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about why are you where you're at right now? This subject came to me this morning as I was thinking about why it was that I was here in Bridgeport, Connecticut, at a gentleman's home that I dated on and off since about 2006. This is a man who, many moons ago, took me over to Ireland to a cousin's wedding, and then he took me down to Spain to see the Picasso exhibit in the new Picasso Museum, which was very beautiful, actually, in Malaga, Spain. Then down to Gibraltar. It really does look like the Rock of Gibraltar that is on the soda bottles and cans that have that as their logo. And then over to Tangiers. It was a lovely trip in a lot of ways. I saw a lot of things I never would have without his guidance, his knowledge of these places, and really having the resources to do some really wonderful things. Little did I know that all these years later, I'd be here at his home with his health in such bad shape that, really, if I wasn't here, we don't want to know what would have happened. We'll put it to you that way. His phone was not charged, and I couldn't find the charger for it anywhere. So I purchased another one. And his friends started coming by wondering what was happening because he was not returning their texts or their phone calls. And the truth may be known, it was a pretty bad situation that I walked into. But there's something called divine timing. And divine timing is all about being in a place, doing things you didn't know you're going to be doing because there was a larger vision, I'd say from my creator, you might say from God, whatever it is that you use for those terminologies, something bigger than you. And for the past week, he's been in the hospital, getting his heart rate normalized and getting rid of the issues that come along with his now chronic illness, and it's been a pretty scary time, actually, to tell you the truth. He's been anxiety-ridden for most of the time that he's been in the hospital. He made the comment to me the other day when I was visiting that he was really stupid to let things go this far. And this is a lesson for you as well. If you're not feeling good, if things aren't feeling right, if your heart is going too fast, which is true in his case, or if you're feeling dizzy a lot and you don't know why, if things just aren't going well, if you have fluid collecting in your feet and ankles, if you're feeling lightheaded, please go get help before it becomes a true tragedy. Because this is the thing. We're not lucky enough to have someone there when we really need them. I was guided here. That's all there was to it. But we all have to listen to our bodies. We all have to take care of ourselves. We are responsible for ourselves. There's no one who is responsible for us other than us. And in the case of this friend of mine, he can be so stubborn. He just won't budge. And as he found out, being that stubborn for all this time has really harmed him, probably in ways that he won't be able to get back because the damage has already been done to his body. And that's the reality, people. Please ask yourself, where are you now? What are you doing here? Are you here to take better care of yourself and listen to yourself better? Are you here because the divine has intercepted your life in some fashion or form to be there for someone who cares about you, who doesn't necessarily know how to ask for your help, but who needs it tremendously so? Because this is the thing. We're so worried about the little trite, stupid things in life. We really, truly are. And most of those things never happen anyway. But if we listen to our inner selves, the divine within us, the third eye that perceives, the intuition known as the sixth sense, your higher consciousness all coming together, maybe, perhaps, you might find yourself in a situation where you can be a better service to yourself and even better for others. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.